Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Words taken from today's epistle, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we continue our celebration of Christmas, it is a joy for me, as it is every year, to return to Warsaw after my annual teaching session at the seminary of the Institute of Christ the King in Gricigliano, Italy, and to share with you my experiences with your future priests. Truly, the seminarians of Gricigliano are a band of brothers, gathered, if not yet from every nation under heaven, yet from a fair portion of God's good earth. Our enrollment now boasts 44 Americans, followed by a strong representation from France, England, Ireland, Canada, Brazil, Poland, Spain, the countries of Africa. In all, a cheerful band of 109 young men. Such they were when I arrived there at the beginning of this month. Now we must count 108 here on earth, and the expression on their faces has changed. Charles Outhier was a deacon in his last year of seminary. He was only 6 months away from priestly ordination. He was deeply loved and admired by the entire community for his zeal, his generosity, and his sense of humor and overall cheerful demeanor. His sudden death has struck at the community's very heart. That Deacon Outhier's death on January 15th was sudden is indisputable. One moment he was chatting with his fellow seminarians, half an hour later he was dead. Most of us would also be quick to describe his death as tragic. To be sure, this qualifier is accurate in many ways. The priestly vocation of this boy from the French Vendée brought great joy to his loving family. The thought of his future priestly ministry in France was a source of encouragement to all the faithful of that country. He represented a new generation of priests whose generous response to God's call promised to bring powerful graces to the aid of all those who are struggling to work out their salvation in this fallen world of ours. Years of seminary studies and spiritual preparation wiped out by a freak accident. A joyful young life, seemingly unlived. Only the mind of God can fully fathom what has occurred. To all of us, trudging our way through this veil of tears, it is a tragedy. In one respect, however, indeed the most important, it would be wrong of us and injurious to Charles's memory to call his death tragic. Every time we say the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary, we implore as its fruit the grace of a happy death. We are asking to be preserved from an unprovided death and to be granted the grace of final perseverance. With a sudden death such as the one suffered by Charles Outhier, we may easily wonder, was he granted the fruit of his prayers, the fruit of all those rosaries he said, with his family as a child and with his fellow seminarians walking through the hills? Perhaps we conceive of a happy death as dying peacefully in bed after a long life, absolved, communicated, and anointed by our priest, and surrounded by a prayerful chorus of family and friends. Was Charles's death unprovided? A death like his could be the lot of any one of us at any time. But such a death need not be unprovided if, like Charles, we are caught doing what we are supposed to be doing. Charles Routier was struck by death in the midst of his weekly routine, which he kept faithfully. He had been to confession the day before and had just had his monthly appointment with his spiritual director. He had been to Holy Mass that morning and received Holy Communion. On the afternoon he was killed, he had been doing his chores in the fields and then had time which he could have legitimately spent in recreation with his fellow seminarians. But there was one last chore, a small building project in honor of Our Lady, which he had promised to do in his free time. And although he could have left it off till the next day, he decided to run up the hill and at least get a good start on the project before sunset. He was alone. It is not helpful to speculate on the details of what happened next. What seems clear is that the tractor Charles was using went out of control, and he acted quickly to prevent it from careening onto the road and potentially causing a terrible accident. The wheel of the tractor crushed his heart. And by the time one seminarian, having heard his cry, discovered him and ran for help, he was already dead. One of the priests of the seminary anointed him and gave him the apostolic blessing soon afterwards, as we cannot know the moment of the soul's departure from the body. The paramedics took him away, and the whole seminary was called into adoration before the Blessed Sacrament until the priest returned from escorting the body to share with everyone the grim news. In the weeks since his death, we have received numerous stories and testimonials leading us to hope that Charles is already in heaven. We leave this matter to God. If the good Lord wills for us to be sure about it, he will surely grant the necessary miracles. In the meantime, we confidently count Charles Routier among the faithful departed and offer prayers and sacrifices for the repose of his soul. His death, though shocking to us, was not unprovided. That is all I have to say about the life of Charles Routier. But a word remains to be said about his brothers at seminary. As Charles's Christian death is an example to all of us, so is the edifying conduct of his fellow seminarians. For over a day after his death, no one at Gricigliano spoke a word. There was a self-imposed silence during the times of recreation, until finally the superior said that it was important for us to talk to each other. And so some quiet conversation started up. After the initial grief, what soon set in was another thought. This brother of ours had, we may well hope, achieved the ultimate goal of his 7 years at seminary. And indeed, the goal of every little good action we perform here on earth. At this very moment, when we are mourning his death, Charles Routier is on his way to behold God in the face. Charles wasn't a particularly bookish seminarian. He had to study hard to make it through his classes. Now, that smiling face in the back of the classroom, knows more than all his professors put together. That little heart of his, seemingly crushed on a remote hill in Tuscany, has now found its rest in its eternal orbit around the most adorable heart of Jesus. How could we waste one more moment of this short life doing anything but directing all our actions toward that perfect day when we shall join him? Such are the sentiments of our seminarians, your future priests, and they should be ours as well. As this sad episode causes us to stare at eternity, we understand that none of our lives here on earth will be much longer than that of Charles Routhier. Let us not be overcome by evil, but overcome the evil of this world with our acts of goodness, insignificant though they may seem. Let us hasten to carry out joyfully the duties of our little station in life and be caught by our Master doing what we are supposed to be doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.